everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
没错，这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。那么大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
诺拉，你最近有没有听说过教育部的一个复函，说要注重学生阳刚之气的培养？
Yeah, I read about it. The Education Ministry has proposed emphasizing the spirit of young.
对，阳刚之气在英文当中呢，就可以叫做 the spirit of young, which means male attributes.
Yeah, we can also call it masculinity, 就是指的男子气概了。So Jane, why do you think the education ministry proposed this?
Well, apparently the government officials believe that the boys are getting more effeminate and want to toughen them up.
对，那我们刚刚其实讲到的男子气概嘛，用到的表达是 masculinity, 那么指女子气的柔弱的呢，我们就可以用到这个单词 effeminate。 那刚刚还有一个词组叫做 toughen up,意思就是变强硬。
对，我们现在就有些官员就觉得男生变得有些女性化，所以他们就想要青少年的男生变得更硬气，更有男子汉气概一点。
Yeah, and they want to achieve this by hiring more sports instructors and redesigning physical education classes in elementary and secondary schools.
对，就是加强中小学体育教育。Physical education 也就是体育的意思，也可以称它为 PE。 那这件事情呢，近期在网上就引起了非常广泛的讨论。
Right, it triggered a fierce debate online.
Yeah, so this is what we're going to talk about in today's podcast.
是的，那么今天呢，我们就聊一聊教育部关注培养阳刚之气这个话题。
我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So the plan was actually a response to a top official's call to prevent the feminization of male's youth.
Yeah, 那我们都知道 female 是指的女性的意思，而 feminization 指的就是女性化。那教育部的这个文件呢，其实是针对政协委员提出关于防止男性青少年女性化的提案这样的一个回复。 So Jane, can you tell us more about the plan?
Well, it actually included no timeline and other few details, but it promoted an outcry online. 其实这个文件并没有列出具体的时间安排，还有其他的细节，但是呢，它在网上遭到了强烈的反对。
对，那在这里呢，可以学到一个单词，就是 outcry, 意思就是强烈的反对。cry 本身就是我们说的哭嘛，但是它做动词还有喊叫的意思。Outcry 其实就是说喊出来，也就是表反对了。
Yeah, it's a strong expression of public disapproval or anger.
And as fun, it is still stirring fierce debate on social media. 好像这个话题在网络上呢，特别是在微博上，还是不断的在引起激烈的讨论。
Yeah, many people think that the feminization trend among teenagers, if not checked,will harm the development of China because Chinese teenage boys nowadays have the characteristics of weakness, no self-esteem, and timidity.
对，那么刚刚呢，其实就说到了三个单词，都是三种不同的品质啊。第一个是 weakness, 指的是柔弱。然后第二个 low self-esteem, self-esteem 就是代表的这种尊严、自尊。那么 low self-esteem 就是代表的自卑。还有最后一个单词Timidity 就是指的非常的胆小怯懦。很多人就觉得呢，这三个其实是中国很多青少年的特点，而且如果任由这种女性化趋势发展的话呢，就会影响到国家的发展。
And on the other hand, opponents claim that diverse and colorful is what the world's supposed to be. 那另一个方面呢，很多人就觉得这个世界本来就应该是包容和多元的。
Yeah, so what do you think, Jane?
Well, I think ministry's proposal shows the evidence of sexual discrimination and gender stereotypes. 那我觉得这个对于男性青少年女性化的担忧的本身呢，就是一个性别歧视。
对，还有就是刚刚讲到一个单词 gender stereotypes. 那这个呢，就是指的性别的刻板印象。 And I know that it's natural for some people to think masculinity to be associated with men and femininity with women. But while calls to guard against the feminization of boys are heard from time to time, Why doesn't the opposite happen?
Exactly. 我们通常很自然的就把男性异化为阳刚，然后女性异化为柔和。但是对于男性青少年女性化的担忧，在日常生活中特别的常见。但是反过来，针对于女性男性化的焦虑却好像特别的少。What do you think the reason is?
Well, probably that's because traditionally, masculinity is associated with superiority and femininity with inferiority.因为其实我觉得在传统观念中就觉得男性比女性更加优越吧。
对，其实这个就是典型的性别歧视，也是对女性的污名化，包括很多负面贬损性的词汇都是直接与女性相关。那 Nora 刚刚说到的这个 superiority 这个单词呢，就是表示优越高等的意思，而 inferiority 这个单词呢，就是相反，表示比较低等的意思。
对，因为男性女性化就是被认为不好的事情，应该被阻止。那么背后的逻辑嘛，你仔细思考一下，就是觉得女性不好。
Yes, and this is not just gender discrimination, but ultimately, this is misogyny.
Yeah, misogyny 指的就是厌女情节了。
Yeah, and actually this kind of gender discrimination and stereotypes have made both men and women victims.
Yeah, victim 指的就是受害者。那么这种对女性的歧视不仅仅会让他们受到伤害，也会让男性也成为受害者。And as a result, so many men are trapped in this suffocating, outdated masculinity stereotype. This model of masculinity has no room for fear, grief, or tenderness.
是的，这也成为了一种对于男性的禁锢，让他们没有办法流露自己的感情和自己脆弱的一面。这也使得大多数国家中男性比女性拥有更高的自杀率。
Yeah, and when a man in his growing process, he will be forced to change himself because of the masculine demands of the whole society on him.
是的，那么在男性的成长过程中呢，他也会因为整个社会对于他阳刚的要求而被迫改变自己，而这种被迫的改变通常是非常痛苦的。
Right, and if we continue to promote masculinity, it will undoubtedly make people suffer from even more serious discrimination.
Yeah, and even state news media seem to question the ministry's proposal. CCTV posted on Weibo that education is not simply about cultivating men and women,It's more important to develop a willingness to take responsibility.
对，央视新闻也评论到，教育不仅仅是培养男性和女性，更应该注重是培养人的担当和责任感。So Jane, what do you think our education should be like?
Well, I think it's necessary to make efforts to raise children without any gender bias.Without any gender bias,
就是说我真的可以希望培养出没有性别偏见的孩子。
Yeah, and let them grow up as adults with independent personalities, a sense of duty, and all the other good human qualities.
是的，其实无论男女，都应该按照自己本身的性格绽放出属于自己的魅力。
对，不应该规定男性或者女性要成为怎样的人。那今天的节目就到这里结束了。
最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近呢，我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。
同时呢，还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动呢，真的非常适合想要提高英语水平的同学，限量是200个名额。想要报名免费体验的同学，就赶紧去微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。